This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you want the work done right, call Diamond and Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
And welcome to the show. Anything I can help you with around the house. And today we're going to introduce you to a new service that we are providing through our company, and that is Techno Metal Post. And the initials TMP. And if you go online and Google TMP, Techno Metal Post, you'll see what this is. It's more of a visual than something that is easy to describe on the radio. But with me in the studio is our technician for Techno Metal Post, and that is Ricky Cole. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Dom.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Yeah, you know, you've been an asset to our company in that you've adapted to this new technology so well, and your background speaks about how easily you adapted to it. Talk about what you've done in the past.
So I owned a landscaping company for 15 years, just recently sold it, and then came on to help you guys.
Yeah. So when we talk about what a techno metal post is, it's important that we describe exactly what we're trying to do, and that is put in a foundation. So we typically here in Western New York have always put in foundations for decks, especially with concrete piers. How does this differ from that?
So what techno metal posts are 7-foot steel posts with a little helix on the bottom, basically an auger bit that goes into the ground and replaces the cement foundation posts.
There you go. It's that simple in terms of how it works, but the engineering of it is really amazing because
it is.
You're using the soil itself to actually work to shore up what you're building.
Right.
And also joining us today on the live line is, I guess we don't really know what to call you, but he's a good friend, Ian Robertson. What's your title, Ian?
Market Development Manager for the U.S.
Okay, that's a mouthful for a Canadian to have to spew
mouthful,
out.
But listen, no, it's my job. Of course, I'm based here at the corporate office in Quebec, Canada, but is to develop, you know, new distributors throughout the U.S. and support those that are currently, you know, in our network. So it's a great job, and, you know, we're great to have people like yourself on board.
Well, thanks for joining us today as well, Ian. We want to try and educate the listenership here in Western New York about what TMP is and how it works and how much more efficient it is than trying to put in concrete piers, especially, Ricky, from the lack of invasiveness. It's a laparoscopic procedure, isn't
Very
it?
Very cool, yes. Yeah.
Talk about the equipment and how that works.
So it's basically a four-wheel drive auger machine. It's only 1,600 pounds, so you can get it behind people's houses in fences that a typical machine wouldn't be able to get into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, it's an amazing machine. It's got a rotating head that can get up to 2,400 pounds PSI. It's a wonderful thing.
Now, the way it works is the helix is attached to the arm of the machine, and there's a pressure gauge on that arm that's hydraulically driven that actually does the work. It measures the pressure of the ground.
Right.
So that really is the essence of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian, if you could, give us the history of what Techno Metal Post is and the origins. If you remember, I remember seeing a picture of the origins of what a Helix is.
Exactly. So we were, everything started here in Thetford Mines, Quebec, Canada, in 1993. Two gentlemen decided, you know, they needed, or were looking for a different option to support sunrooms. So, you know, they got to looking and found that, you know, helical piles could be a great solution. You know, so then they decided, you know, to start doing this. I'd like to touch on as well, of course, we have three types of installation machines. Two that are still available, but all these machines, like Rick was saying, are built in-house by ourselves. They are calibrated here as well. So as Rick was saying, you know, when everything is installed, your PSI, with the engineers, they have a sheet, you know, is provided. So the installers know exactly what torque must be reached mm-hmm. for the bearing capacity. Mm-hmm. So now we started here in 93, started, you know, developing small little distributors, if I may say, throughout Quebec. And then one day, I think it was around 2001, first gentleman in Maine said, hey, I like what the, you know, what you can do with these machines. I think, it, you know, they can be used, or this is a great product and service that could be used in the U.S. So quickly, Maine and then Connecticut jumped on board, and, you know, we've been going ever since. So it's, you know, it's quite interesting. It was, you know, a gentleman and his brother-in-law that started. And now it's been passed on to others, family members. And, yeah, we keep going in the U.S., and we're very, very proud of that.
You know, for us, as you well know, Ian, we were looking for something to add on to what we were already offering the Western New York community. Yeah. And this seemed like such an easy fit because, well, one of our best customers is ourselves because we're using them to build our sunrooms now. We're using them even to build additions. And so what we have seen is we have been able to trim the cost of these projects because of how much more simple this technology is and the lack of disruption to the yard and the lawn, and the time efficiency of how quickly they go in has revolutionized what the cost is now for foundations.
Exactly. So, you know, as Rick was touched on, you know, that's a 29-inch machine, minimal disturbance for any yards. You know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's no soil that you have to haul away. You don't have to wait for cement to cure. Pretty much, as we say, you know, you can build on them
immediately.
Same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd like to say, you know, as you mentioned, for your own projects, but I know you guys are, you know, work for others as well, other
yes.
contractors.
Absolutely.
That we have, you know,
any
you
deck builder, any
exactly.
deck builder out there that's listening right now, and you're looking for an easy way to get your peers in, Ricky's the guy. He'll come over and take care of it for you. And we're absolutely looking for customers outside, you know, of our own work. You know, one of the biggest things that we have found that was initially an obstacle that is no longer, and that is code and building inspectors. And as you know, Ian, we brought a yep. whole bunch of them together along with design engineers, design professionals, and we educated them on the process, and we talked heavily about the fact that the comparisons to concrete actually put these ahead in terms of their capacity and bearing potential better than some concrete peers.
Yeah, correct. Well, yes, we thank you once again. We went for that lunch and learn in Buffalo. It was great. We did have our head engineer, you know, there to answer all the more technical specific questions. But yeah, we have two certifications in the U.S. You know, we have an ICCES evaluation service report, which falls under the International Building Code. So that represents something in itself, as well as an IAPMO certification, maybe not known as much to others. IAPMO stands for the International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officers. It was just another way, to get the certification for our P1, P2, and P3 shafts, which, are now, can be offered and are certified. So when you have these, yes, as you were saying, architects, code officials, they can go see that we have gone through these rigorous, steps to be accredited. So, it's not just some metal post that somebody's putting in the ground. We have the engineering to back it up as well.
It was a little bit of a challenge getting the building inspectors to not roll their eyes about all of this, but I think we're there, Ricky. Have you found cooperation from all the building inspectors?
Yes, they've been very cooperative, for sure.
A texter's writing in, will these posts pass the inspection and hurricane requirements? The inspector in Lancaster is a pain. Hurricane requirements. Anything about that that you can speak about?
Well, I've seen, in certain areas in North Carolina, again, I would be more technical. This is where our, engineering department comes in. Because, of course, you've got to worry about, we always, think of the bearing capacity, what it can hold. But it's a very good question. The lateral, is that with these high winds?
Right.
So I would say, it's case by case, but yes. In some instances, yes, they can withstand the hurricane winds. Again, it's a bit more technical. You have
right.
to see exactly where it has to be done. I have never heard, maybe in, places, more northern, like ourselves or Buffalo and stuff like that, that this is a problem. But, of course, it is something that would have to be looked
into.
I don't think
we've had an issue with the Lancaster inspector, have we?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, for that texter, if you have any issues with the Lancaster inspector, why don't you contact us, and Ricky can actually walk you through how this all comes together. Another texter is writing, Dominic, do these piers shift in the ground over time? So maybe if you have a nice level stockade fence to start, does it start to look wavy in the horizontal plane over time? That's a great question.
Well, Rick, you're the installer, but
yeah, why don't you talk about that, Rick?
That as long as you follow the guidelines and hit the correct pressures that you're looking for, that they should be pretty solid.
We're talking about something permanent and forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really, again, they're designed to be equal or not better to a concrete foundation. I mean, I've seen concrete move too, but that's based on the soil that it's going in. And that's the big benefit here, is it not? Is that we're measuring the soil's capacity as we are installing so as to know whether we have the right bearing, whether we need to go deeper, or whether we need to perhaps use a bigger helix. This is all comes out in the wash when you measure the pressure.
Right. Yeah, so we look at the pressure gauge as we go down into the soil. And if we don't hit a specific pressure, we either change out the helix and put a bigger helix in, or weld another extension on top of the helix and keep going down.
Keep going down. Mm-hmm. And keep the deeper you go, the more chance you have to hit a pocket of soil that will give you the bearing that you need. And this is why it's so different, is it not, Ian, to a concrete foundation, because those are like pre-designed, pre-engineered, and we're assuming certain things when it comes to the soil's capacity.
That's correct. Listen, I don't like to say anything negative, but, you can't really measure like we're talking the bearing capacity. It's pretty much, you're digging a hole and going, let's say 6 feet deep, and there you go, there's your foundation. Whereas we can actually, again, validate this to our engineers and provide a stamped field report that, hey, we've reached, the correct depth.
That's right.
Because
everything that you do, Rick, we'll talk about this. We're going to take our first break, though. But when we come back, I want you to talk about how you have to report your results for the installation of
sure.
the. Okay, pick up the phone if you'd like to participate in this discussion or anything around the house that needs my attention. It's 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. On the live line, we have Ian Robinson from Techno Metal Post HQ in Quebec and Ricky Colt, our technician, installing technician for Techno Metal Posts of Buffalo. A new process we just picked up, and we're loving everything about it because it's just such a simple way of installing foundations. Pick up the phone right now. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as the Bills.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Leo Rollo from the Snyder branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. We both know that many of your listeners are thinking about sprucing up their homes right now. If you're thinking about adding to your house, remodeling your kitchen, or fixing a leaky roof, or any other home improvement project you can dream up, Lakeshore Savings Bank can help you finance it with a home equity line of credit. Are you looking to consolidate debt? Are you anticipating upcoming college expenses? A home equity line of credit offers a lower interest rate than most credit cards or personal loans. Plus, it offers you the flexibility to borrow what you need when you need it. We're open until noon today. Give us a call and we can walk you through everything. 716-898-2101. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Hey, Papa, what are we doing during November to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Great question, Martin. At Riverfront Auto Sales, we want to help families have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
That's right. During the entire month of November, we're offering $500 off any vehicle you purchase.
And to make it even better, you'll also receive a $500 Thanksgiving gift card.
Perfect for buying the turkey and trimmings for our Thanksgiving feast.
So if you're looking to buy a beautiful, reliable vehicle for a family-owned dealership you can trust, Riverfront Auto Sales has got you covered.
To take advantage of this special offer, stop by Riverfront Auto Sales and check out our wide selection of beautiful late model cars, trucks, and SUVs.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Call 716-886-1626 or shop online at riverfrontautosales.com and let us make this Thanksgiving unforgettable for you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Riverfront Auto Sales.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Tune in to 9:30 a.m. for the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning from 9 till 10.
Hey, it's Bowerly. If you're looking for an SUV, you've probably heard of the Kia Telluride. It's one of the most sought-after midsize three-row SUVs on the market. Well, November is your lucky month. Transitown Kia has remaining 2024 Tellurides discounted up to $4,000. Correct, up to $4,000 off on 24 Tellurides. Plus, in honor of Veterans Day, Transitown Kia is proud to thank our veterans with an additional $1,000 off any new or certified pre-owned vehicle this month. As an employer of many veterans through the years, Transitown Kia has a deep respect for all those who've served. And as always, every Transitown Kia comes with their famous world-class customer service and streamlined buying process. Up to $4,000 off 24 Tellurides and an additional $1,000 off any new or certified pre-owned vehicle for veterans. Only at the Southtown's premier Kia dealership. Transitown Kia, Transit Road just south of Clinton. Transit Town Kia.
Rob Ray here for the Financial Guys Home and Auto Insurance. I spent years fighting for Buffalo and my teammates. Now I'm partnering up with the Financial Guys to help fight to save you money on your home and auto insurance. Give them 14 minutes to shop over 25 companies to save you money. Let the Financial Guys do the fighting for you. Call 855-TFG-AUTO. That's 855-834-2886.
Right on, right on.
Right on the money.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Yep, when you call Ava, you get superior service. Do you know that Ava has installed over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? It's amazing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. Book your appointment online. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, when quality matters, call Ava. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. 1026 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and my guest in studio is one of our staff members, Ricky Colt, who runs our Techno Metal Post dealership, brand new service we're providing to Western New York. Techno Metal Post, the brand name of a helix-style foundation, replaces concrete, not as invasive, not as involved, not as costly as a concrete foundation, but does everything that a concrete foundation can do, including building for an addition or a deck, and also for shoring up foundations. We're not quite there yet at our capacity level because of the size of the machine that we have, but eventually we'll be able to offer that service as well. And on the live line is Ian Robertson. Ian is our market representative, and he's at the HQ of Techno Metal Post in Quebec City, Canada, where the dealership, where the brand has been established and started and has grown pretty much internationally from there. Before we get too far away from it, I want to make sure, Ricky, you talk about the engineering side of it, because that's the essence of the service.
Yeah, so on each job we do, we get engineering reports beforehand. And when we're looking at them, typically what we want to do is look to see how much weight bearing each post can hold. So once we get that weight, we can correspond it to a pressure that we have to hit on the way down with our helix.
Mm-hmm. It's really that simple.
It's simple.
Yeah. And so you read off the machine what the pressure of the soil is.
Yep.
And then you record that.
We record it, yep, in our reports, and these reports are the ones that we send to the towns.
Okay, and that certifies the structural bearing capacity.
Right.
Ian, what's important to note, too, is that you guys keep track of all that stuff. Did we lose them?
Pardon?
Oh, I thought we lost you there. I said you guys keep track of all of the engineering reports.
That is correct. Something else that we established in-house is that we like is called the TMP 360. So all these field reports, like Rick said, are filled out, sent to the, of course, the engineer in charge. Everything is looked over, checked over, make sure everything is, done properly. Then the engineer signs off, certifies it himself. And all of this is also placed into our, like I said, our database that we have, which, compiles all this great information, and which also lets the dealers, like yourself, the, dealership owners, you can see through this TMP 360 where these posts have been put in, what depth, so just it's added value to your dealership. And then, if Rick goes in one area, let's say, Buffalo or, Western New York, he knows from previous jobs what he's put in there, and probably, what torque he needs to reach.
So it's a good database to provide the averages of what we see, in various neighborhoods and areas throughout Western New York or around the world. And when we come back after the news, we're going to talk about some new technology that's being added in the near future on this whole element of recording soil conditions around the world. So it's an interesting little extra dynamic that we're going to talk about. But in the meantime, it is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. More of Hammer Time Radio right after this.
Hey, it's Mike Shope. The holiday season is right around the corner, and there's no better way to save on your holiday entertaining and gifting than with bottle bundle deals at Outlet Liquor. Stock up on bottles of wine or champagne and save big store-wide. Any wine or champagne priced at $13.99 or less gets you $2 off each bottle when you buy three or more. Grab six bottles, save $12. Fill a 12-bottle case, save $24 every day. Bottle bundle deals only at the place to buy a case, Outlet Liquor.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump announced several cabinet selections Friday. They did not serve in his first administration, including Treasury nominee Scott Bessent, Labor nominee Lori Chavez de Remer, and Housing and Urban Development nominee Scott Turner. ABC's Mary Alice Parks says one pick for an administration position did have a prior role and controversy.
Trump bringing back his longtime advisor Sebastian Gorka to the White House to serve as a senior director for counterterrorism at the National Security Council. A close ally of Trump strategist Steve Bannon, Gorka has doubted the threat of white nationalism in the country and pushed for pardons of January 6 rioters.
Trump met Friday with NATO's Secretary General for the first time since the election as tensions over Russia's war with Ukraine have heated up. Severe weather hampering pre-Thanksgiving travel. The storms hit both coasts. There are over 120,000 power outages across New York and Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Dominic here. And are you ready for Thanksgiving? Well, part of the reason you want to, one of the things you want to do to get ready for Thanksgiving is have my friends at Indoor Professionals come over. They're going to make sure your guests breathe clean indoor air. And the process, the patented column duct cleaning process, is the only one that unequivocally could guarantee you that you'll have clean air for your guests. They can remove up to 99% of the contamination that lurks deep down in your ductwork. Dust mites, dust mite feces, dead animal skin cells, everything that's collected down in there. You can't see it, but you can breathe it, and that's not healthy. So having it come over and clean it out is something you definitely want to do as we head into the winter, along with the medical-grade air purifier and the high-capacity April air dehumidifier. They are the place to go for clean indoor air. And Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic.
I thought it was something that was in the rearview mirror, but Peter, I was at a house this week that just had a fire. Guess what from? A dehumidifier.
A dryer vent?
No, a dehumidifier.
Yeah.
It brought it all back to the front burner for me as far as how important it is for our listenership to check out the dehumidifier they have running in their basement. And if it's it's a brand name. You know, it's the problem with it. The brand names are all American, but you don't know if it was made in China. And, of course, this one had an American nameplate, but still made in China. There's really only way you can do that is by going online. There's a list somewhere, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. But you know what? You ran across that. I'm not, the fear captain on this. I want you to get an April Air high capacity dehumidifier because they have five times the drying power.
There you go.
The Chinese fire starter.
Yep.
That's it. And with that, it uses far less electricity. That's what else we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because electric prices go up with the demand and all the idiot. And of course, a lot of that may turn around. That's good to hear. So that's good. What you said about the duct cleaning is super important because it makes a huge difference in your allergies, asthma, sinus, and just, dust levels. People say they used to dust three times a week. Now they dust once or twice a month. So, yeah, that's a great time to get your ducts cleaned, and we are like 3 weeks out to mid-December.
Okay, so we can't get it done for Thanksgiving, but you can get it done for Christmas.
Yeah.
716-683-3000, extension 303. I'll put you right in Peter's desk. Peter, what are the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for the Thanksgiving holiday?
All right, well, we're coming into Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, so we are going to up it to a 20% discount on that, and I will send you the price list as I do with every proposal by email, and you can see that it's not a markup markdown situation. And number two is on that high capacity dehumidifier, you can save $300 off, and the medical grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, that would be $350 off. And then there's the whole house unit that would be $500 off. So those are the deals for this weekend right before Thanksgiving.
Remarkable discounts, and only you can get them by calling Peter right now at 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Steve Tasker along with Alex for Westherb Buick GMC of East Aurora and the Westherb Black Friday sales event.
Featuring a lot of incredible deals, the best of the year. Like right now, purchase a new 2025 Buick Encore GX and receive 0.9% APR financing for 36 months, plus a $3,000 General Motors Conquest rebate.
0.9% APR financing for 36 months on approved credit at 28.16 per thousand finance. Must have a 2010 or newer non-General Motors vehicle in household to qualify for General Motors Conquest rebate. All offers on approved credit through GM Financial. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by November 30th. See dealer for details.
Plus, during the Westherb Black Friday sales event, we've set aside $50 million to buy vehicles. And whether you own or lease, we want yours. Own or lease. There's $50 million to spend, but it'll go fast. Get your share today. Don't miss out.
At Westherb Buick GMC of East Aurora, right on Main Street, just 3 minutes off the 400. Or go to gmeastaurora.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Yes, we are.
What does it mean to be exceptional?
For Roswell Park, it means a commitment to pioneering treatments.
It means advancing care using cutting-edge technology.
It means offering hope when needed most.
We know the best outcomes happen when experience meets innovation.
At Roswell Park, being exceptional
changes everything.
Roswell Park has been rated exceptional by the National Cancer Institute. The highest rating achievable.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Hey, it's Dominic here. And as the colder weather approaches, there's nothing worse than feeling uncomfortable in our homes, right? Now, if your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, well, it is the time, my friends, to call TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they can offer you some financing options. Now, if you have an existing furnace, well, it's time to call them as well for the Hammer Time $99 health and safety checkup and also a discount on the tune-up for your generator. That's right, the oil change comes once a year on your generator. TRS handles that as well. They'll mark their calendar so you don't have to remember to call them in a year. Go to TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com and learn more. TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today.
Stop. Hammer time.
10:39 is Hammer Time, and Dominic Cortese here in studio. And I want to remind you, Natale in Italia is coming up the 2nd of December. It's the last class of 2024. And yes, Christmas in Italy, December the 2nd. Calamari in succo, insalata frutta di mare, sausage and peppers, and strafoli. All on the menu for the Come Home to Cortese Natale in Italia cooking class, December the 2nd, the last of the year. Coming in January, folks, the classes are doubled. We do twice a month. And our first stop in the new year is Milan. And that is going to be a great class. The Milan class is going to feature osso buco and risotto milanese. That is the 6th of January is the first class of the new year where we travel to Milan. Go to cortese.net and drop down menu, come home to Cortese Cooking School and register today. And also, how about this For a gift-giving idea for the person you don't know what to buy anything for? Well, how about giving the gift of a Come Home to Cortese cooking class? It's all there at Cortese.net. And when you're on our website, you'll see everything we do at Cortese Construction, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and now Techno Metal Posts of Buffalo, a new addition to our repertoire. Ricky Colt is in studio with me, and Ian Robinson from the headquarters in Canada, in Quebec, is on the live line. Now, before we go back to all of our questions, Ricky, I want you to talk about some jobs that we've done already and how it's worked out so far.
Sure. So a job that comes to mind that illustrates the efficiency of Techno Metal Posts is we had a drawing that had 12 posts that needed to go in the ground. And when I went there, I thought maybe we'd get it done in a day and a half. Got it done in 3 hours.
Gosh.
So we were able to put the posts in and frame in one day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You spent more time driving there, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because that was the one that was out of town?
No, that was a different one inside.
Oh, okay.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about that one, because that was pretty substantial.
Yeah, that was for a craftsman-built house, 15 posts on an incline. I mean, it must have been almost like a cliff, a 30-foot drop from the top to the bottom. And we were able to winch off and get the posts in the ground right where they needed to be.
Another big advantage to the Techno Metal Posts is the fact that there's a winch built right into the machine.
For sure.
You could put a post in the ground, tie the machine to the post, and go down a hill and put the posts down a hill. You could, for a staircase going down a hill, it'd be ideal. For a deck that's perched over a ledge, an ideal way to put the foundations in.
Definitely.
I don't even know how else you would do it. How would you dig a concrete foundation?
Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
One of a kind thing.
So, Ian, let's go back to where we were with the discussion about the engineering that's stored and kept, on the servers for referencing purposes. Eventually, we have been told this is going to be a GPS-driven technology that's going to be automatic from when the piers go in. That's going to revolutionize the storing of the engineering testing.
Exactly. We're still working on that right now. I don't have the exact specifics, but that's correct. So, you'll have the GPS pinpoint location depth. Everything will be able to be registered, and actually, that should be presented, and it will be at our 2025 annual meeting coming up in February. So I don't want to give too much away for if any of our dealerships are listening, but that is correct. So that's going to revolutionize, how it works and all the information that will be able to be stored and be able to be shared as well, with the end customer.
There you go. Let's go to Clarence and say hello to Bob. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi, Dominic. One of the impediments of increasing the square footage of your house is the punishment the town places on you with taxes by increasing your square footage. So I'm wondering if I converted a garage into a room, if that would affect that, and how feasible is that? And,
a garage that's attached to the house?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that is certainly an idea. The only thing I'd be concerned about, though, Bob, is we take over the space that was a garage and make it living space, you may not see a tax increase, but you might see a devaluation to some extent on the home because of the loss of the garage.
And would putting up a garage negate using that space? In other words, somehow in my mind I'm thinking a garage is just a garage, so it's not taxed as much as putting an actual addition onto the house.
Yeah, I don't believe, anything you do that improves your property is going to be subject to, an increased appraisal. But more than not, in Clarence especially, it's all based on the averages and not so much specifically your home. So I wouldn't see that it would harm you too much if you added a garage and then converted a garage.
Is that a big job?
Now, converting a garage to a living space is a great idea because your square footage is already there. So we can come in and put joists in place, you know, to elevate the floor. We can run heat underneath that from the furnace. We can wire it, insulate it, and drywall it, take the garage door out. You know, all of that is a very adaptable footprint to work from. And then as far as adding the additional garage, you'd have to decide, is that going to be something that's attached or is it going to be freestanding?
Mm-hmm. I see. All right. Well, that would, of course, require an architect, I suppose.
Absolutely. Unequivocally, anything that's done structurally will require stamp drawings and, you know, approved by the town for the building.
You're an architect. You work with specifically?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah, yeah. You can call us first, and we'll start the process. We'll give you some budget numbers to start with, which will help you. It'll guide you towards the direction you want to go.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Right. Bob's line now available at 803-0930. We've got a great question here. Dom, if you have a concrete deck with a 4-foot deep footer, cinder block foundation, can the helixes be installed at the base so a 2-story addition can be built, erected? Right now, it's good for 1-story. How would that be installed? I've seen those helixes used on HGTV maybe 15 years ago, so I haven't heard of them around here until now. Yeah. So, they've been around a while, and yes, it's new for us to bring it to Western New York. And the answer to that question is absolutely it can be done. It will require some engineering work, but there's really no engineering feat that I haven't seen being able to be accomplished with this product.
That's right.
Yeah. Ian, anything to add to that?
No, I agree. Listen, of course, that's something we can look into. Of course, you know, we've done things like this before, but and that's why we have the engineers in place. But it's something we can look at for sure. And I don't see, I don't see any problem with that.
I mentioned already, Ian, that we're not yet in the game of underpinning and shoring, but this technology is approved for, and engineering can be accomplished for writing a collapsed foundation for shifting homes. This can be used in that regard as well. Now, we aren't set up for that yet because we don't have the size machine that would be required for that.
Exactly. It depends what the structure is. You do have the smaller machine. So, you know, maybe a P4. So I'm just thinking a smaller garage that might be settling. You know, of course, it always depends on the size of the pile that has to be done. But yeah, I'll be honest. Our niche market is, like you've been touching on, the residential. So those decks, the additions and stuff like that. But a lot of the dealerships have branched out to do larger jobs, which we call underpinning, but if it's, you know, a home that's beginning to sink, or like I said, a garage, stuff like that, that all is possible.
The other thing that's really kind of invaluable here is when we talked about building down a cliff, another thing that we saw is installation of piers in a wet area where they're building a dock. I mean, again, how would you do that with concrete? It'd be almost impossible to be able to dig where these can go right through the water.
Exactly. We actually have a dealership now in Austin, Texas, that does this type of work. He also builds boat houses, if I may say. So again, I touch on that. Of course, we have the engineering background. So everything is evaluated, and yeah, he's been able to, build these boat homes, special docks in the Austin area. So a lot of possibilities with these.
To Chictawaga we go. Paul, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Yes, I'm assuming these helical piers are steel or metal, mm-hmm. and what kind of coating is on them to prevent them from rusting or degrading over time?
Great question.
So they're galvanized, so they last, I think the rating is 70 years plus mm-hmm. on each helical.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, thank you. That answered my question.
Okay, Thanks for the call, Paul. That was a great question. Yeah, we didn't talk about the metal composition of them. Anything you want to add, Ian, about the actual fabrication, the metal that's used? It's galvanized steel, as Ricky said. Anything else you can add to that as far as the engineering of the steel?
Well, it's North American steel. Like, I mean, I'll be quite honest that everyone in the industry uses. But yes, then, you know, to provide an extra coating, there is the galvanization, which is done, which is usually, you know, 80% of what is being sold and used. You know, just touch on that. We provide a 25-year warranty for the products itself. Of course, you know, we're the manufacturer, but Rick touched on it, you know, these last for, you know, over 75 years. So usually once they're put in, you know, people don't have to, you know, worry about what's lying ahead for the next 75 years.
Sure.
And I might touch on, though, all our dealers, if there were to be a problem, we don't shy away. We take the calls. We go back in if there was an installation error or a manufacturing error. You know, we back that up.
A texter's writing, Dominic, one more thought. I have a concrete pad for my detached garage, and it's starting to heave. New garage requires footers to be used. Can these Helixes be used in lieu of footers for the garage floor? And the answer is?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What's amazing to me is that is a great way to eliminate the need for a trench foundation. We're having our architect design all of our additions now with these instead of trench foundations, because there's an interesting way that they work where the helixes go in and a rebar cage is then attached around the perimeter from pier to pier. And we pour concrete then at grade, which will be basically what it's going to look like with a trench foundation, and then lay the block on top of that.
Well said, that's correct. Again, numerous applications, this is one of them. So for sure, that person, you know, could give you guys a call. Yeah, it's something you guys can do for sure.
803-0930 in the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Cortez, your man for home. Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Well, this is Dominic here, and I'm telling you to call Flooring Solutions of Western New York. They'll offer you top-notch options from stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They truly do have it all. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's their website. And upload a photo of your room, and you can see how their flooring looks in your space. Or you can stop and see them at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And oh, by the way, remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Want more? Sure you do. More friends, a little more time, a few more laughs. More is a good thing. Unless you're talking about risk of serious illness from a respiratory virus. But as we get older, we're more at risk for severe flu, COVID-19, and RSV. Worst birthday presents ever, right? But vaccines lower your risk, so you can keep doing more of all life's good stuff. Get started at vaccines.gov. Risk less, do more. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you worked at an industrial plant or factory, you may have been exposed to asbestos. Asbestos exposure is the primary cause of mesothelioma. Asbestos companies knew how dangerous asbestos was, yet they failed to warn you. As a result, workers were exposed to asbestos without knowing it could harm them and their families. Even brief exposure to asbestos during a summer job can lead to mesothelioma. Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford have spent decades investigating industrial sites such as Bethlehem Steel, Durez, Ashland Oil, and Holker Chemical. We've represented thousands of Western New Yorkers. We can help you, too. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376, or visit us at lipsitzpontario.com. Your journey to justice begins when you call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford. 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Homeowners, now is the time to see if you qualify for free weatherization services from Supportive Services. I'm Lou Petrucci, Executive Director. We'll come out, assess your home, boost energy efficiency, and make it safer, all at no cost to you. Services like insulation, air sealing, possibly window or appliance replacements, and more. Create a safer and more comfortable home, all at no cost to you. Visit supportiveservices.com today to see if you qualify. Funded by New York State Department of Homes and Community Renewal and the U.S. Department of Energy.
Want more? Sure you do. More friends, a little more time, a few more laughs. More is a good thing. Unless you're talking about risk of serious illness from a respiratory virus. But as we get older, we're more at risk for severe flu, COVID-19, and RSV. Worst birthday present ever, right? But vaccines lower your risk, so you can keep doing more of all life's good stuff. Get started at vaccines.gov. Risk less, do more. Feed More Western New York in partnership with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Well, as fall turns to winter, it's the perfect time to wrap your home in lasting, durable protection from Western New York's number one source for vinyl siding, Lenco Supplies. Vinyl siding from Georgia Pacific is the final layer for your home's exterior, and it won't just look great, it's built to withstand the elements. With a natural wood grain finish and a selection of rich colors that resist fading, Georgia Pacific vinyl siding offers all-season protection against wind, snow, and rain. Visit Lenco Supplies at any of the three convenient Western New York locations or shop online anytime at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. 10:56
is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and getting ready to wrap up the show. But before we leave today, we want to make a pretty substantially important announcement. A texter's writing, Dominic, is there a list of Hammer Time partners that I can access? And that reminded me to say, yes, there is, and there will be. On the WBN website, the list of all of our partners will be there, and links to all of their websites will be available. And Jerry, if that's not enough, we have some other big news to share with our audience.
Well, there's just so much to talk about.
Yes.
Week after week. And
yes.
It's so hard to fit it in, though. Just 1 hour.
It's so well said.
And a
so
long
well
time
said.
Ago, we did a 2-hour show.
That's right.
And some of the salespeople have been talking to you, Dom, and you've been talking to them, and go ahead.
Guess what's coming, folks? Yep. Hammer Time Radio expands till noon starting in January. So 2 hours of me. Is that good or bad?
Oh,
2 hours of
thing.
Me starting in January with a whole new approach to the show, with brand new sponsors coming online. We're going to be on the road a lot more, too. We'll be on the road about 8 times a year to various sponsors locations. So we're excited about what's coming, and stay tuned to News Radio for more information as we get ready to expand the show to noon. And of course, Senior Radio will follow us at noon every single Saturday. So there you go. Big news, huh? Hey, Ricky, thanks for spending the time with us today. And Ian, thanks for calling in from Quebec. Ricky, if a listener is interested in learning more about the techno metal post process, what would you suggest they do?
I would suggest giving us a call. You can call us at 716-346-9085. Someone will be there to answer all the questions that you may have.
Give the number again.
716-346-9085.
And then, of course, you could go to Techno Metal Post. You could Google that. And Ian, how does that work? The leads that come from Western New York are fed from you guys right to us, correct?
That's correct. It usually comes in to me if somebody's on the technometalpost.com website looking for a dealer. If they find Western New York, they either go right to you, or if by any chance it falls through the cracks, it comes to me. And I send that to you guys so that you can answer those people's questions.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the Facebook page, too. Techno Metal Post of Buffalo, where you could actually see Ricky at work. And I guess the visual, again, as I said already, is the essence of this. You've got to see this to believe it. It's just an amazing, amazing process. Again, thank you, Ricky. Thank you, Ian. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday, same time, same place. And have a blessed Thanksgiving with your family. And we'll look forward to next Saturday's show. In the meantime, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.